'cause you know the words, and you sing along so well, and I can tell that my song is yours. So come right here, next to me. I love you, so sweet, sweetly. Rain or snow, sun or clouds, and it doesn't matter too much, 'cause you're around, and I feel like my song is being sung. Feel like your song is what I've been listening to, 'cause you know the words, and you sing along so well, and I can tell that your song is mine. Somewhere, someone knows the words to the song you sing, and maybe that someone might be closer than you think, and I feel right. My song is being sung for you, and I feel like your song is what I've been dancing to, 'cause you know the words, and you sing along so well, and I can tell that our song is.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm clapping. It's a recorded thing and I'm clapping. That was nice. Tori Silver, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Really, really enjoyed the music. I wish you the best of luck. And we're going to see you later at the Jackal Show.
Yeah, I'll be there tonight.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And of course, when I say we, I'm talking about Kirsten. Hello, Kirsten.
Good morning. Yes, Jackals is the place to be at the Burn this evening. What time do they go on? I think 8 o'clock.
7, it said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Maybe we'll meet a little earlier and get some grub.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Tori, again, your record is out soon. The record releases June 6th at the Back Room in the Barn.
It's Thunder Road.
I knew that. Thunder Road. Yeah. That's a great space. It's a big space.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be really good.
My band will be there. We'll be playing together, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. So, Kirsten, what's going on with you? What are you doing today on Something About the Women?
Well, I'm sitting in for Something About the Women, as I'm one of the four DJs, and I am going to start with Jackals. I also have a few musicians and bands that are their influences, so I thought I'd kind of make a set there and getting ready for their show this evening. I'm really looking forward to that. And then we have a bunch of other local music coming up, so I'm planning on playing those musicians as well, like Secret Sisters, Reeve Wilms, Sean Colvin is coming into town, and then some people I've heard recently. I seem to have been out on the town a lot lately, so...
I know how you roll.
There's some good shows going on out there.
There are.
But...
All right. So stay tuned, everybody, for Kirsten and Something About the Women. I'm going to try to play this Jackals track. It looks a little weird on my monitor here, so hopefully it'll play. This is one that I played before. I love it. It's called You Want a Companion from their brand new record called Quiet Please. I'm Mike. Thank you for listening. I'll be here next week at 9, 8. No, I won't, because we have the shutdown.
There's a planned shutdown.
2 weeks.
On a three-day weekend. How about that?
Hey, that will make sense.
I know. I guess makes it's sense. Just time to go to Vermont. You're not playing next weekend, are you?
Next weekend I'll be at the Campfire Festival.
There you go.
Saturday.
All right, everybody, keep your fingers crossed and hope that we'll hear the Jackals again. Thank you for listening. I am Mike on the mic at WMFO. Are we playing? Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Inside, I didn't invite all this care into it was all
Good morning. This is Kirsten doing Something About the Women here, WMFO. And that wasn't quite how I thought that I was going to start my show, because I kind of had a plan with Jackals and some of the groups that they influence. And some reason my iTunes just decided not to cooperate. So I threw in the Secret Sisters. That being said, I will continue with some music inspired by Jackals. This is specifically from Katie. The Jackals originally was started with Jack and Katie. They met when they were in college and they started playing music together. And I asked her, well, you know, who are you listening to? Who influenced you? And some of the people that she mentioned, Angel Olsen, Feist, Sarah Bareilles, if I'm saying her name correctly, and Ingrid Michaelson. So we're going to start with some Ingrid Michaelson and take it from there.
Let's not make it harder than it has to be. There's a little bit more that has to be said. You play me now, I play you too. Let's just call it over. All the broken hearts and the ones to be. Let's not make it harder than it has to be. It's all the same thing, girls. Chase, boys, chase. But all the broken hearts and the ones to be.
wrapping the kids out of their coats, but wait, the babies haven't been born. Unpacking the bags and setting up, and planted lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard, second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay. Is made out of my own devices. Could I
Okay, folks, so we are half an hour into my show, and as I had mentioned, I'm focusing on jackals, and what I started with was You Want a Companion, which is actually off of their new album, Keep Mother Sane. They will be having a record release party at Burren this evening, I understand at 7 o'clock, and following that, I kind of had to throw in the Secret Sisters, not because they are part of her set, but we had a little technical difficulty here. But we went back to their original CD, when at that point they were Jack and Katie. So Jack and Katie, they met at Wesleyan and were hanging out for the summer. And I know all this from their interview with Mike on the Mic, which I found fascinating. So then I contacted Katie and I said, well, who are some of the people that you listen to, or who are some people that you are inspired by? And so she provided me with a list of musicians that I can play on Something About the Women, as well as Nick Cave, who I think walks on water, and National. I think she's a big fan of National as well. So the people I played who are her influences: Feist playing Mushaboom on Let It Die, Sarah Bareilles, I think that's supposed to be One Sweet Love on Little Voice. Let me just double check that. But I will get on to one more song by Jackals before we then continue on local shows that are coming up, who are other musicians. And I'd like to play the title song of this album called Keep Mother Sane. So let's hope this all works out. So that was not what I planned on doing. So let me see if I can get out of Sarah Bareilles and see if I can get you back to the Jackals and see if we can figure out how to play that song.
How I want them to go. Do you even know that I am on the line? Hey, I feel it too. I'm still breathing with that ghost inside my gut. Does it not sadden you at all to hear me cry when I hang up?
do about it?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Never tell a man to ask my daddy for my hand. I've got a thousand tales about the temper of that man. He'd shoot a man who came within a mile of my young frame. But I know that you will take the risk so I can take your name. You've got the ring, I've got the keys, and 60 miles. Mississippi, where the two of us will wed. Take me down to Iuka, Mississippi, for he knows the two of us have up and gone. Take me down to Iuka, Mississippi, we can run away and never come home, never come home. Justice of the peace. The bruises on my body can't be hidden anymore. So park your car up on the hill, I'm headed out the door. Step easy so my daddy doesn't hear us sneak away. Hang around, he'll shoot you down, that's why we just can't stay. Everybody knew that everything was wrong. A noose up in the maple tree, the old man's gonna pay.
Chasing miles through the nighttime, making tracks with no time for looking. your troubles free. It's not fair for me to be this far from you, but I promise to stay true. Sound of drunken screams echoes in the night. But I know all of this will come to pass, and I'll be with you at last, forever by your side. Gonna
that was the beautiful voice of Hazel Royer, and that is coming to the end of my local hero set who are going to be performing coming up soon. So I started with Secret Sisters, Ayuka. That is from their album, Put Your Needle Down. They will be at Cafe 393 on Monday. So that'll be a pretty special show. The Secret Sisters are a duo consisting of vocalists Laura and Lydia Rogers. They hail from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and they are currently crowdfunding a new album produced by Brandy Carlisle and the, I'm not sure I'd be able to pronounce their name correctly, Hanseroth Twins, as was their previous album. They all collaborated together on the Secret Sisters' previous album, You Don't Own Me Anymore. And Brandy Carlisle is a talented musician in her own right who decided quite early on in life that she wanted to be a musician. In fact, she dropped out of high school to pursue a career in music, and she taught herself how to play piano and guitar. So that's great. And then T-Bone Burnett has worked with both of those groups, musicians that I just mentioned. So other people who were in that set, and this isn't necessarily in the order of what I played, but Hazel Royer is a young, very talented musician. She performs with her father, Eric Royer, and they are playing from Hazel Royer and the Royer Family Band. So she has a few shows coming up where she's doing a record release party. I saw her at Atwood's, really amazing show. She's coming back to Atwood's on May 28th. And in that group was Sean Colvin, Sonny Came Home. Sean will be playing at the Center for Arts in Natick on May 27th. Dawn of the Buffalo, singing Blue Skies from their album Life's a Ride. And they will be at Bull Run on June 8th. I know I'm going to try and make that because that's pretty spectacular. I went there for the first time recently and I love that place. And then Brandy Carlisle, I played from her album Give Up the Ghost, and that is Dying Day. So there are a couple more people who I'd still like to mention that are going to be playing locally. There is a musician, Suede, who will be in a gunkwit at Jonathan's for Memorial Day weekend. So if you're getting out of town and going up to Maine, that'll be great. She is one part Rat Pack, one part Rosie Clooney. Suede is the diva la difference, sassy, smooth, and simply intoxicating. So think sophisticated pop jazz, think naughty blues with a sizzling trumpet, think love songs that will make you swoon, think funny, think wow, and she has quite a set of pipes. So that'll be really pretty. Really very fun to listen to. And some other people who are going to be around are also, my apologies, Caleb Clowder, who performs with Reeb Willems, and I believe I have her CD here, so I'm going to try and play something off of, I do, Innocent Road. And finally, Amelia Spicer, and Amelia is playing at Passim on June 11th. So a lot of shows coming up, a lot of music out there. I know I tend to hang out at Passim and Sinclair and Atwood's, and they really do work hard to have a good lineup of musicians. So this is Kirsten. I am sitting in for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. This is Freeform Radio, which allows us to play Freeform Radio. And I was planning on, while I was chatting, to go ahead and throw in Amelia Spicer. Let's see if this works out. I got so busy talking that I forgot.